Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
Please address how aid has both helped and hurt food supply chains in developing countries. It appears that food aid is often late in arriving, and then when it arrives, cuts out the established wholesalers and retail distributors, creating a market condition that forces many of these businesses to close. And I know you did touch upon that in your special report.
Yeah, look, I mean, food aid is like a tragedy in the sense that it does do damage to the local environment, has done in the, certainly in the past, but, you know, what do? You know, people are starving. They need the food. So it's kind of, you know, it's just a, it's a sort of, you know, it's a horrible and necessary burden. I mean, it's horrible in the sense that it does damage the local, it can and often does damage, you know, the local productive capacity, and it's absolutely essential because otherwise people will starve to death. So the real question about food aid is, you know, how do you maximize the drawbacks and minimize, how do you maximize the benefits and minimize the drawbacks? We more or less know that in most famines, there's usually enough food in the area. It's not common that a famine is directly caused by a massive collapse and there's simply no food anywhere. Usually there's some food somewhere. It may be just in the kind of neighboring provinces. Or very frequently, you know, there's food actually in the starvation-affected area, but it's like it's too expensive for people to buy it.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.